Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is December 6th, 2015. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planet's positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. The pattern of Mars, planet of attack, opposite Uranus, planet of sudden events and rebellion, became more exact last week. The main event last week was Wednesday's mass killing in San Bernardino, California, which is now being termed a terrorist act. The shooters, a married Muslim couple, had evidently planned to create much more mayhem. 12 homemade bombs and a stockpile of thousands of rounds of ammunition were found at their residence. Note, too, that Jupiter, planet of beliefs, was with the Moon, planet of emotions, and the Sun and Saturn were conjunct, a combination noted for cruelty. The couple had evidently been radicalized and were supporters of ISIS. The Mars-Uranus pattern provided energy for a whole list of destructive events, courtesy of Mother Nature. Nicaragua's Momotombo volcano erupted for the first time in 110 years last Tuesday, spewing lava and plumes of ash into the sky. And over in the Mediterranean, the night sky lit up over the east coast of Sicily as Mount Etna's Varangian crater erupts for the first time in 2 years. Uranus is in Pisces, one of the water signs, and with the Mars aspect indicating high potential for unexpected events and destruction due to water. In southern India, the heaviest rainfall in more than a century caused massive flooding in Tamil Nadu, shutting down factories and the airport and forcing thousands of people in the state capital of Chennai out of their homes. Meanwhile, in northern England and Scotland, a storm designated Desmond became surprisingly destructive, causing major flooding, wreaking havoc, and prompting evacuations. Mars is the planet of attack. Uranus represents rebels and insurgents. Thus, one interpretation of this planetary pattern would be an attack on those who rebel against the established order. Last week, the British Parliament voted to jump into the fight against ISIS. Within hours, British warplanes were on their first mission to drop bombs on ISIS targets in Syria. 2 days later, Germany voted to join in and send forces to fight the rebellious Muslim sect. So now, just about everyone who can has piled on, with the skies over Syria crowded with warplanes from the U.S., from Russia, from France, and from Syria and Iraq, and now England and Germany, all jostling for airspace and an opportunity to strike targets, and justify to their constituents that they are doing something about the terror threat. Another major event last week was the big climate change meeting in Paris. Officially, the 21st Conference of the Parties of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP21 for short. The spin coming out of Paris, not only from Obama but all the other world leaders, is that an agreement embracing the pledges made to date should count as success. But what would real success look like? This triumph of political spin over scientific reality can be found in the current situation with Venus, the planet of compromise and agreement, being placed in Libra, the sign of social idealism. Unfortunately, Venus is hemmed in by two malefic planets, Mars and Saturn. a Vedic astrology pattern known as Papakatari, or bad scissors, which effectively cuts off the potential of benefit from Venus to manifest its full potential. Well, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.